the unique contribution of Lord Chaitanya to this world. Of course, Vaishnavism has always been existing. There's always been Vaishnavas in this world, devotees of Vishnu, Ram Bhaktas, Vishnu Bhaktas, Narayan Bhaktas. And there's the great Acharyas that have come over the last 2,000 years, Ramanuja Acharya. Of course, Shankar is there, but the Advaitin school. But there's Ramanuja and Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami. These are all great Acharyas in the last 1,500 years. But before Lord Chaitanya came, which is 500 years ago, the Srimad Bhagavatam was there, the Bhagavat Puran was there, people were giving classes on Bhagavat Puran. But it was never, the Bhagavatam was never explained in the light of Uttam Bhakti. The Bhagavatam was never explained in terms of the Braja Gopis, the superiority of their love and devotion to Krishna, their absolute spontaneous dedication to Krishna. And it's interesting when you see that how the different famous Acharyas would even view this part of the Bhagavatam. For example, Madhvacharya, he's the follower of the Madhva Sampradaya. This is the Sampradaya coming from Brahma. One Sampradaya Vaishnavas comes from Brahma, one comes from the four Kumaras, one comes from Sri, which is Lakshmi Devi. Who is Lakshmi Devi? That's Ramanuja. They worship Lakshmi Narayan. Then the Ramanandis are a branch of them. They worship Sita and Ram. Rudra Sampradaya from Lord Shiva, propagated by Vishnu Swami. So they gave commentary. So Madhvacharya, he gave a commentary on the Bhagavatam, but in his commentary you can see that he doesn't accept the Brajagopis as great devotees. He says that the Brajagopis are merely heavenly apsaras. So his contention is that Lord Brahma is the greatest devotee of the Lord. So even in the Madhva school, if you go and buy a Bhagavatam, you won't find chapter 14. There's no chapter about Brahma stealing the calves and boys, and Brahma becoming Vimohan. That chapter 14 is called Brahma Vimohan Lila. Vimohan means big bewilderment. So if he's the head of our sampradaya, the Brahma Madhva sampradaya, it begins with Brahma. Brahma received his knowledge from Narayan or Krishna. So they're saying it's impossible for him to be bewildered. How could he be Vimohan? He's Guru. He's Guru Tattva. So they don't accept that. They say that this chapter 14, this Leela Brahma stealing Krishna's calves and cows, is interpolated. It's simply added later. It's not the original Bhagavatam. That's what they say. But this pastime is also taught in other Purans. Vishnu Puran also mentions this Leela. But as far as the Bhagavatam, so they don't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. They brought out the unique position of the Brajagopis, and they became the exemplars. Lord Chaitanya's Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, the role models for the perfect devotion are the Brajagopis. They're not some apsaras or like Urvasi or Ramboru or Tilottama from the heavenly planets, some consorts of Indra. They're actually the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasaprati Bhavitavis Tabiri Eva Nijarupta Yakalabi Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakilatma Bhuta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The gopis are Nijarupta Yakalabi. They're actually expansions of Krishna's own form, his Swarup. Swarup means my form, Swarup. Swarup Shakti means energy from my own form, expansions. So the gopis are simply expansions of Krishna. They're not different from Krishna. There is Shakti, Shakti form. He's Shaktiman, Purusha and Prakriti, enjoyer and enjoyed. So this is Lord Chaitanya's teachings and his parampara, Sad Goswamis and Narottam, Baladevi Vibhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti, and our Guru Varg, Rupanugadara. They're all bringing out this point that actually the gopis are not apsaras at all. They're, you know, that's what Madhvacharya is saying, that Radha and all these gopis are like apsaras. They're just some material demigods, demigoddesses. And they're not so great devotion. But we are saying something quite different, that they are the greatest. Aradya Bhagavan Brajeshitanyas, Srimad Sridham Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajabudir Sakalpita. This is a commentary by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Sometimes they say Srinath Chakravarti. And he's saying the Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadubir Sakalpita. That the Ramya Upasana, the Upasana, the worship, Upasana means worship, service, Vishnu Upasana, Ram Upasana, the worship of the gopis, Ramya Kachit Upasana. It's Ramya Upasana. Ramya means very delightful. Ramya means delightful, charming, beautiful, satisfying, deep, profound. These are all the meanings of the word Ramya. Ramya Upasana, not ordinary Upasana. And who's doing that very special, unique type of Upasana of Krishna? Of Nandanandan, Aradhya Bhagavan. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayos, Sridham Vrindavanam. Who's doing that? The Brajavadu. Brajavadu. Brajavadu beer, Sakalpita. Brajavadu, Vadu means newly married bride. Just a few weeks after marriage, it's called Vadu, Brajavadu. So these girls in Vrindavan that are married to the gopas, these Brajagopis, they are doing the best possible, highest worship of Krishna. And they are the exemplars and the acharyas of devotion. They are to be modeled, to be followed, to be sought after. So Madhvacharya, in his commentaries in the Bhagavatam, he's saying that these chapters, these three chapters, of course, are very problematic for the Madhvas, chapter 12, 13, and 14 of the 10th canto. They're problematic for many Vaishnavas, because most Vaishnavas have the conception and ideas, it turns their ideas topsy-turvy. That, wait a minute, Brahma received the knowledge, Brahma appeared from the navel of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And then he was in ignorance, so he did tapasya. And then Vishnu, Mahavishnu, spoke to him. He got knowledge. First Krishna gave knowledge to Brahma. Then Brahma gave it to his son Narada. Then Narada gave it to Vyasa. It's a parampara, evam parampara. But in these chapters 12, 13, and 14, we see that Brahma becomes bewildered. He doesn't accept the identity of Krishna. He's supposed to know that Krishna is God. He says, who is this little boy posing as Krishna? He's carrying yogurt and fruits in his left hand, and between his fingers he has lemon pickle, between one finger and mango pickle, another finger, and different pickles between his fingers. That's in his left hand. And in his palm he has yogurt and fruit mixed together. And he's walking with a coward stick under his arm, and a flute in his belt, and a buffalo horn tied around his waist. And he's walking along with the cows and his friends chatting. And he's eating this food with his left, with his right hand he's eating, but from his left hand. Left hand is muchi, it's ashud. You never touch food with this hand, it's passive. When you eat, it doesn't get involved. It's a dirty hand, it's filthy. So now he's God. And Brahma became Vimon. How is this? He can't be God. How is he running behind cows? He's covered with goduli and dust to the cow's feet, and he's eating from his left hand. What is this? This is not Yama Niyama. This is some... I can't accept. I can't believe this is God. I mean, so he's becoming bewildered on the basic point of tattva, Bhagavad tattva. He doesn't even understand that Krishna is the supreme. He's the paratattva. He's the Swayam Bhagavan. So that's a problem. But in these chapters, the 10th canto, Lord Brahma is praying himself, even his own prayers. So Vallabhacharya, when he's a Vallabha Sampradaya, they worship Nathji. They're also Vaishnavas, they worship Radha Krishna, and also Gopal, Pushti Marg. So Vallabhacharya is their leader of that group of Sampradaya. He says that these chapters, he says they're interpolated. They're added later by someone else, not originally written by Vyasadeva. Madhvacharya accepts those chapters. Okay, they're part of the Bhagavatam, but he doesn't write any comments. He skips over. Madhvacharya doesn't want to write any comments on the founding acharya of his sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. Because Madhvacharya, he's coming in Brahma Sampradaya. So he's in the Brahma Sampradaya. So he doesn't want to make any comments about his param guru, his great-grandfather. He just says, no comment. In the law court, sometimes you see these politicians, they get interviewed on live news coverage. They're coming out of some courtroom or something. They got busted by the tax office or whatever they call it, income tax office or whatever, embezzling funds, one of the usual things. And they're coming out of the court, and then the newspaper is live broadcast. So, can you make some comment about this charges that have been levied against you of 45 counts of embezzlement and extortion of government funds? Then he just smiles. He says, no comment. He says, no comment. He doesn't make any comment. And so then the newscaster turns to the camera and says, well, folks, I guess you can decide for yourself whether you want to make your own comments. But so-and-so, CM, doesn't want to make many comments. But let's see what the judge decides after a few days. And a few days later, they convict him of all these 45 counts and put him in jail. Lalu balu. So this is Madhva's position on the 10th canto, chapters about Brahma. No comment. He doesn't write any tikkas there. So his followers, none of the followers for the last 1,200 years, no one coming in Madhva Sampradaya, they don't make any comments on these chapters. In these chapters, Lord Brahma's own prayers, he's describing the unique position of the Braja Gopis and how Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So if any Vaishnavas, Acharyas, if they do even write comments on these chapters, they don't really get the true sense of the chapter. Or usually they just avoid writing any comments by saying these chapters are interpolated. They're added afterwards. So all these other Vaishnava Sampradayas, and Sri Sampradaya, and Rudra Sampradaya, and Brahma Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya, they say, what do they say about the sadhya? The sadhya means the goal. The sadhana is pretty much similar. They do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam. They do puja. They study Bhagavad Pat. They chant stutis and stotrams, and they chant mala, and they chant kirtan, all these things, Shravanam, Kirtanam. That's called sadhana, abhyas, daily practices for elevation of the consciousness, purification of the mind, heart, chaitanya dharvana marjana. But when you inquire about the sadhya, what is the goal of a Ram Bhakta? What is the goal of a Vishnu Bhakta? What is the goal of a Lakshminarayan Bhakta? What is his sadhya? And they all have one thing in common, that every sampradaya they teach, that the bhakti they're doing, the devotion they're doing, it culminates in Vaikuntha. Salokya Mukti. Four types of Vaishnava Mukti. Salokya Mukti, live on the same planet as Vishnu. Sarupya Mukti, have the same form as Lord Vishnu. Form, like this. And Samipya Mukti, to live in close proximity to Vishnu as one of his servants, house servants, or fanning him or cooking or whatever. And Sharsti Mukti. Sharsti Mukti means also to go to the planet of Vaikuntha, one of the Vaikuntha planets, Ayodhya, that's one Vaikuntha planet, Ayodhya, and to live there surrounded by so much opulence, Sharsti. Sharsti means opulence. To have the opulence, share an equal type of opulence with the Lord. You get a big palace and a couple gold suits and a gold Rolex watch and a few things like this, you know, gold shoes and all these kind of opulence. So these are the four types of mukti that are offered as a sadhya, or the goal of bhakti, in all the other Vaishnava sampradayas. So basically, what kind of bhakti are they teaching? They're basically teaching you realize the realization, culminating in Vaikuntha realization of Shantaras or Dasiras. Vishnu Das, Narayan Das, Ram Das, like Hanuman. Hanuman is Dasirati. Dasyarati Hanuman, Dasyabhav Hanuman. He's the exemplar of the greatest servant. But Lakshman is also serving. Sita Devi is also serving. It's like this mood. This is the mood. Basic mood is master servant, everyone, in Vaikuntha. But what are the Gaudiya Vaishnavas teaching? The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're the only acharyas that are teaching Rag Bhakti, the path of Braja Bhakti, I mean, amongst the major Vaishnava Sampradayas. They're the only teaching the path of Rag Bhakti, the path of Braja Bhakti, following the foots of the Brijavasis, especially the Braja Gopis, to attain eternal love and service of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Braj. This is a unique contribution, Lord Chaitanya. We're not teaching go to Vaikuntha, we're saying go to Goloka, Braja Gokul. We're not saying become a servant of the Lord just in Dasya Bhava. You say you can become Krishna's mother in Vatsalya Bhava, or his father. That's the same type of Bhava you can have. Or you can be Krishna's Sakha, his friend. Or you can become his lover or his maidservant in the Madhur Bhava, Madhurya Bhava. So there's no question of having Madhurya Bhava with Ram or Madhurya Bhava with Vishnu or Narayan. Or what about Sakhi Ras? Does Narayan or Ram, or do they have any coward boyfriends? Do they have any friends? You can say maybe Vibhishana is a friend of Ram or Lakshma, but mostly it's not like this. Not this type of intimacy, this type of Vishramba, this type of intimacy that's there in Braj, in Braja Gokul. So practically there's only two rasas, Shant and Das, but we're not even thinking about those. We're Gaudiya Sampradaya is broadcasting Brajabhav, Braj Bhakti, through the path of Raghunuga Bhakti, spontaneous awakening of attraction for the residents of Vrindavan and a particular rasa. We follow Krishna's coward boyfriends like Sridham and Subal, or follow Krishna's parents like Yashoda Nanda, Rohini, or follow Krishna's lovers like Radha, Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. This is being taught in a Gaudiya Sampradaya. We have a different sadhya. Our sadhya is not Vaikuntha, it's Brajalok. It's the topmost Vaikuntha planet, the origin of all the planets, Krishna's personal planet, Brajagokul. And we're not teaching, our sadhya is not Dasya Rati or Shantarati. What is our goal? Our goal is Madhurya Bhav, Gopi Bhav. This is what's being taught. Radhadasyam, the service of Radharani. This is taught in Gaudiya Sampradaya. So other Vaishnava schools, they worship only Aishwarya. Let's say if you go in South India, you'll see so many temples. But you won't find, except maybe ISKCON nowadays, but in any of the traditional temples of all the different Vaishnava Sampradayas, Balaji and Ranganath and Rameshwaram, and all over the place you go to all these temples in South India, you'll find mostly Vishnu and Narayan, or Shiva and Parvati. It's Lakshmi Narayan or Lakshmi and Vishnu and some Sita and Ram temples. And if by chance, if you do find a few Krishna temples here and there, what form of Krishna will be there? There'll be Krishna with Rukmini, Sri and Bhu, Sri and Nila. His different potencies will be there. There'll be Rukmini on his side, then at his knees there'll be two other ladies. Sri and Nila, Nila Shakti and Sri, or Lila. So if Krishna is depicted or worshipped at all in South India, in any of the ancient temples, you'll never, ever find Radha and Krishna. This worship of Radha and Krishna as being paramount bhakti has been introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. So you'll see, when you see Dwarkadish, you'll see him in a forearm feature, worshipped along with Rukmini in Vaikuntha mood. So much awe and reverence, opulence and majesty, just like Lakshmi Narayan. So even though they may worship Krishna, that's Dwarkadish Krishna. And how do they worship him? The same mood as Vaikuntha, Dasya Bhav and Shanta Bhav, Aishwarya, opulence, grandeur, majesty, majestic worship. Although it's Krishna, but it's Krishna and Dwarka, so they don't bring out any of the sweet, intimate aspects of Sakya Bhav or friendship or parental love or Madhura love of the gopis. Very official. So only Lord Chaitanya and his followers have introduced the worship in bhajan of the two-armed form of Krishna with Radha. This is, we don't understand sometimes because everything seems so popular nowadays. Everywhere there's Radha and Krishna, everywhere being worshipped. But actually it's a very new thing. The temples in South India are thousands of years old. 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000. Some very, very ancient temples. But the temples of Radha and Krishna, you won't find any temple of Radha and Krishna more than a couple hundred years old. So this is a contribution. We should understand what is that vishesh, or that speciality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya Sampradaya. Our object of worship, our goal, our sadhana, although it looks similar, we're hearing and chanting, but we're not hearing and chanting in Vaidhi Bhakti or Vaidhi Mark, we're hearing and chanting We're doing Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam not in Vaidhi Marg, but in Rag Marg. And our goal is not Vaikuntha, but Brajaloka, Krishna's planet. And our goal is not Dasya Ras, but Madhurya Ras, Gopi Bhav, mostly. So this is a special contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Rag Bhakti, what is this Rag Bhakti? It means following the moods and services of the Braj Gopis and qualifying oneself to assist the eternal associates in their service to Sri Radha. Because Sri Radha is the greatest devotee. So this is some discussion about the unique contribution of Lord Chaitanya. What is this Gaudiya Sampradaya that we somehow become attracted to or somehow got involved with?